watching the maestro because he's the focal point for everything that's happened since we came to bury your dead. And everything that's going to happen.
I say.
Huh? What's the matter?
Look. Creeping up through the greasewood over there.
Where, Reggie?
Creeping toward the maestro's window, just a shadow in the moonlight.
Yeah. Yeah, see it, Jack?
Yes.
Down on all fours. You think it's an animal?
No, it's a man.
Right. I caught the glint of something in his hand.
Oh, a gun, huh?
I think the maestro's about to receive a visit from Jumping Dick.
I say, that's Jumping Dick?
That'd be my guess.
Well, what are we waiting for?
To see what happens.
But looky, Jack. If Jumping Dick should up and shoot the maestro...
We'll stop him before it goes that far.
But if we ain't in time...
That'll be the maestro's hard luck.
It's for ours too, Jack. I mean, if the maestro's got our $25,000 hidden away and he's killed, we'll never see it again.
Don't forget that Jumping Dick knows that as well as we do.
How you mean?
Well, if Dick's after the money, he won't dare kill the maestro until he knows where it's hidden.
Yeah. What's the matter with us, Reggie?
He's right under the window.
Man, if the maestro's nervous now... Think what he's going to be in a minute.
Watch. He's going to stand up.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Hey, did you see that? The maestro jumped a foot.
Come on. Let's creep down where we can hear what they're saying.
Yeah, let's do that.
Take it easy. Not a sound.
And as I was saying, I hope you don't mind if I just stand here in the window and point my pistol at the middle of your barrel.
In heaven's name, man, put up that gun.
Nope. Feel more comfortable with it in my hand.
Is this a holdup?
Yeah, in a way, you might say it was.
But I have nothing you could want.
Oh, don't think so, huh?
But I haven't. I arrived here absolutely destitute. Packard had to pay my room and board.
Destitute, huh?
Positively. Manuel, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Ever hear 25,000 good round United States dollars?
$25,000.
That's what I said. 25,000 of them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is, kinda. You think a fella as smart as Packard would have more sense than to carry that much spondulix around his waist, wouldn't you?
Packard was carrying $25,000.
Was is right.
How did you know?
Dry Gulch Mary listens at keyholes, and what Mary knows, the whole town of Bury Your Dead knows.
So?
Yeah.
Now you think I have the money.
I know you got it.
That is an insult.
Well, you having money is an insult?
You are branding me a thief.
Well, if you are a thief, what's the hurt of branding you of what?
That's ridiculous. I never stole anything in my life.
Oh, come on, come on. Is that $25,000 more important to you than your life?
You'd kill me.
Like I'd kill a fly.
Wait, I've got to think.
You got to think?
Yes. Nasha, come quickly.
Hey, what the tarnation's that for?
Nasha.
Oh, what's eating you? That Russian girl's dead and buried.
Nasha, come back.
Now, look here, you big fat tub of hog fat. If you think you can scare Jumping Dick off with a lot of truck about dead folks are coming back...
She's coming.
The deuce she is.
Nasha is coming. Nasha is coming back to this earth.
There's no use. We can't get any closer than this.
But, Jack, we can't hear nothing here.
But we're close enough to see everything that goes on.
Queer. Maestro standing there with his eyes closed.
If Dick's smart, he'll watch out.
But Dick's got the drop on him.
And the maestro's cooking up something. Don't forget, he's a smart magician.
I say, Dick doesn't seem to be as sure of himself.
Yeah. Look at him, wiping his face with his handkerchief.
You suppose he's losing his nerve? Dick doesn't.
Hold it.
What?
Look what's coming through the moonlight.
I say.
Hey, it's a girl in a white dress.
The girl in the white dress. The girl Dick's daughter saw last night.
Hey, maybe it's Laurie herself.
No. She's too small. Doesn't she remind you of someone?
But she's too far away.
That lithe movement, floating rhythm. It's a dancer.
Jack. Not Nasha.
Isn't that who she reminds you of?
But that's crazy. We helped bury Nasha ourselves at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
You don't have to tell me that.
And you said yourself she was dead.
I know it. And I still say that looks like Nasha.
And you're the fella that don't believe in ghosts.
Watch it. She's coming up behind Dick at the window.
Hey, hadn't we ought to warn him?
Now keep still. Just watch.
But if a doggone phantom was a-creeping up behind
me... Look, she's standing right behind him, with her arm raised. Jack, did you see that?
Dick went down like he'd been struck by lightning. All she done was lower her arm, and he just crumbled up.
Look. Look at her go.
Just a-floating away in the moonlight.
But, Jack, shouldn't we go after her?
Do you think you could catch that out there in the desert at night?
Yeah. That's one thing I ain't gonna do. Chase ghosts.
Oh, come on. Let's go down.
Yeah. Look here at the maestro, leaning out the window, looking down at Dick's body.
Keep quiet until we get right up to the window. Well, maestro?
What's that?
That was the best performance you've given us yet.
Oh, you saw. You were watching.
Yes.
Then you witnessed the return of Nasha.
Is that what we saw?
You saw the resurrection of Nasha from the grave.
You can say the doggonest things that ever come out of a man's mouth.
Yeah, give me your flashlight, Doc. Let's have a look at Dick.
Yeah.
But where did she go, and why did she run away?
Run? The spirit of man has no need for legs.
You still haven't said where she went.
Back to the grave from whence she came.
Will you stop talking like that?
Back to the grave.
Here, Doc. Give me a hand.
Is he dead?
No, but he has a good-sized goose egg on his head.
Goose egg?
Yes, he was clubbed over the head.
But, Jack, we didn't see any club in her hand. She just raised her arm and lowered it.
We saw her arm because it was white. The club was probably a piece of dark wood that wouldn't show.
Yes, but if she needed a club...
Exactly. If she needed a club, she wasn't a phantom.
You're a stiff-necked man, Packer.
Maybe. But that wasn't any ghost that hit Dick over the head. It was a flesh-and-blood girl.
But, Jack... There ain't no flesh-and-blood girls in Bury Your Dead, except in Laurie. And you said yourself it wasn't her. Besides, Laurie wouldn't sneak up behind her own father and bop him on the cranium.
No, it wasn't Laura.
Then who the heck was it?
I don't know.
It was the spirit of Nasha. She came back to protect me.
Protect you from what?
From that man who threatened me with a gun.
Why did he threaten you?
He said it was a hold-up.
Jumping Dick was holding you up?
So he said.
But, what did he want?
I told him I was destitute, but he refused to believe me.
Mm-hmm. I see.
He said he would kill me as quickly as he'd kill a fly. I was in desperate circumstances, so I called on Nasha, and she came.
Well, somebody sure enough came all right.
Jack, I don't like what's going on. I wish we could... Hey!
Oh, somebody, please!
That's Laura.
Here we are.
Oh, wait for me, wait for me.
Valley frightened.
Here, do you see us?
Yes. Oh, the most terrible thing I just saw, the most terrible thing.
Catch her, Reggie.
Right. No, I'm all right. I'm just so frightened.
Here, just let her sit down.
Oh, what's that on the ground?
Your father.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's all right. Just a bump on the head.
Are you sure?
Sure. Now, what's the matter? What scared you?
Oh, you won't believe me.
Tell us and see.
I was coming up the trail from our cabin to the boarding house. I came face to face with Nasha.
Hey, you saw her?
Yes. Yes, she was the girl in the white flowing robes. The girl I saw last night.
How close were you?
So close I could have reached out and touched her.
You saw her face?
Yes. Yes, it was Nasha.
Now, will you believe?
What? What'd you say?
It was someone in a white dress that hit your father over the head. Huh? The maestro's been trying to tell us it was Nasha.
Yes, I saw her.
Well, what happened after you saw her?
She just vanished off into the moonlight. I was so frightened, I thought I'd lost my senses.
Joe, Jack, there's no answer to that.
The ways of the mystic are beyond comprehension.
Jack, when you reckon the next freight train will be coming through?
Don't be a fool, Dad.
Well, I'm a fool, because... I don't want to go mucking around with dead folks.
You're a fool because you believe there are any dead folks.
Well, all right, then. But go on and explain things to me.
I can't.
And neither can I. Nor nobody else except the maestro here.
Now you are talking reason.
Dead people don't rise from the grave.
But we seen her and Laurie seen her.
Dead people don't rise from the grave.
You can prove that, Packard.
I can. And I'm going to.
I would give much to be present when you do it.
How and when I do, it'll be none of your affair. Come on, let's get out of here.
Are we going to just leave Jumping Dick laying there?
His daughter and the maestro are with him, aren't they?
As I say, a bit inhuman, what?
We've got other things to do. Come on.
I don't.
Well, what we got to do that's all fired important?
Prove the girl who struck down Dick wasn't Nash.
Yeah, but how?
Reggie, you know where those shovels are?
Hmm? I say, shovels?
Yes. We're going to open Nash's grave and prove.
Prove what?
I don't know. What do grave robbers prove?